I just like doing that. Okay, let's call the meeting to order. Is everybody, is that okay? Are we ready? Okay, thank you. Will you roll call?
Yes.
Mr. Miller.
Present.
Mr. Solomon.
Here.
Ms. Moran.
Here.
Ms. Locke.
Here.
Mr. Rubin.
Here.
Ms. Williams.
Here.
Council Liaison Mayor Welch.
Here.
Thank you.
The minutes of the last meeting were distributed. Is there a motion to approve or discussion?
So moved.
Second? Second? Yes, there was a second.
Second.
Okay, the motion has been made and seconded. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, the minutes are approved as written. Thank you. There is no public hearing tonight at this point. I'm sorry. Let me turn this on. There are no hearings, no old business or new business. Oh, there is new business. I'm sorry. It says right in front of me what the new business is. My apologies. Okay, so the next item agenda is the final development plan submitted for the Crown Center for Senior Living located at 8348 to 8350 Del Crest. File number 14-01283. The proposal is for renovations to the existing senior living facility, including reconfiguration of the parking area and allowance of accessory uses to be open to the public, including but not limited to a ground floor cafe. In December, the Plan Commission considered the bulk of the application, but because we have so many new members on the commission tonight, we're going to walk through it again. So with that, I'll turn it over to staff.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As our chairperson said, just to bring everybody to speed here. So first, I just have a few background slides of the area, and then a brief explanation of what has taken place to date. So the subject property is 8348 and 8350 Del Crest Drive, also known as the Crown Center for Senior Living, an 8 and 10 story existing senior living facility. It has now been zoned to PDM, planned development mixed use, which was approved by City Council in January. To the north is zoned general commercial, proposed Walgreens. Oh, and this era of photography is not up to date. Walgreens under construction, existing commercial to the north, currently multifamily residential under construction to the south, Interstate 170 to the west. Just a couple pictures of the area. So this is a panoramic showing the property to the east. This is the Walgreens under construction. Here's Del Crest Drive. And this is a proposed daycare and preschool facility. And then beyond that, multifamily residential to the east. And then this catches a little bit more of the property to the south, southeast. The multifamily residential under construction. This picture is from last fall, so a lot more progress has been made. And this is to the southeast. This is more up to date. This is property to the north, northeast, the Walgreens under construction, and then the multifamily to the south, previously approved by the Planning Commission. And then here, this just shows the subject property, the Crown Center, 10-story building, 8-story building. One of the proposed revisions for this project involves reconfiguration of the existing parking areas. So along Del Crest, the eastern side of the property, they're going to modify, the proposal is to modify by removing this circle drive and reducing the number of curb cuts onto Del Crest from 5, this shows a better view of it, from 5 to 2. So the one furthest to the south will remain and be improved, and then to the north they're going to eliminate 2 and reduce it to 1, and then of course the circle drive will be removed, and then parking in front of the building, and this will improve circulation and an opportunity to increase the amount of parking. And then this is the the rear of the, just another view of the Crown Center. No major proposed work on this side. So the two main components that necessitated the rezoning was that under the previous zoning of HRO, high density residential office, it allows for some other accessory uses beyond multifamily residential, including office. However, that previous zoning did not allow for accessory uses to be open to the public. So the proposal from Crown Center was not only to renovate the parking area and improve it, but also to do some interior renovation by changing their existing cafeteria area into a cafe that would also be open to the public, to the general public, and also some other accessory uses, including a community garden area, demonstration kitchen for cooking classes, be able to share cooking experiences. And so that wasn't allowed under the previous zoning, so by rezoning to plan development for mixed use, that allows more flexibility per the code, and then also to incorporate the changes to the parking all under one redevelopment proposal. So the rest of the facility will remain the same. It will still function as a senior living facility, but with the ability for some of these accessory uses to be open to the general public. That was all covered in the submittal of the preliminary development plan and request to rezone, which was approved by the Plan Commission in December and then by City Council in January. So if there are any other further questions about that, you can ask me.
Okay, would the applicant like to make any comments? Please state your name and your address.
Nikki Goldstein, and I'm South Crown Center for Senior Living, 8350 Delacrest Drive. And just thank you for your consideration. We hope to be able to continue our mission to serve low-income seniors and also serve as a community center for seniors in the area in University City. And we hope that these improvements will benefit the entire community as well as the people who live on our premises. So thank you. Is there any questions for me?
Any questions from members of the Plan Commission for Ms. Goldstein?
Yes. Eliminate the drop off the circle there. Where are people going? Is there going to be any way or possibility for them to be dropped off?
Yes.
That was one where I presume people kind of come and go in there.
Yeah, well, so it's like
I have the site plan.
I presume it's going to go along with the entrance to the cafe from the outside.
Yes.
So basically, we're going to change it so it won't be the circle, but there still will be a drop-off and pick-up area for people to safely come into the building through that entrance. And we're creating another entrance so that people from outside can enter easily as well.
A couple of others. It's important to increase by 21 spaces, and some of that's there in the front. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. And how much, what is the seating capacity going to be for that cafe? Just out of curiosity.
Well, we do have Zeb.
That question was asked previously by Plan Commission, and what Mr. Boston, wasn't able to be here this evening, and he's the facilities manager, he explained that the maximum anticipated general public would be 20, was what they were anticipating, which was part of why the additional parking was incorporated as well.
It's basically, there was a question regarding the garden or the community garden. One place I saw a garden open to the public, except it says may rather than shall or will. Is it mean, is there some question about whether it actually be open to the public or?
Well, go ahead, sir.
We can supplement if you want to.
Basically, we hope that people will, we're going to have the opportunity for our residents and also from people that are interested in the community to come and tend our raised beds, and we also have individual pots that people can garden. So we hope that as people come from the community, they'll be involved in different aspects of it. It won't be just something that's open to everybody, but it'll be marketed to seniors in the area, and they'll be part of an organized programmatic effort.
I was kind of thinking of, they do have a program over here at Centennial Commons with the seniors during the day, and I was wondering if that, you know, would be an opportunity for any of them, for example, to come over somehow and you know, be involved.
Oh, absolutely. We're open to, you know, to any kind of groups that might want to cooperate with us, and we work with Oasis and Gateway Greening on those kinds of projects. So we certainly are open to other seniors from U City, and some of the seniors who live at Crown Center actually go and participate in the Centennial Commons program also.
Related to that, could I just say we have the new Commission on Senior Issues, and I know they're hoping to have someone from Crown Center come to talk about the new programming, and I know they're hoping that we can come to some arrangement where our seniors at our community center will be going over.
Rick? Just as a point of information, the Crown Center also serves as a polling place for University City, and the additional parking will be a huge plus. I've worked several elections there, and Crown Center is the largest polling place in terms of voters showing up in U City, so the additional parking will help for that as well.
Any other questions? Staff, would you like to make any comments?
Thank you, Mr. As stated in the memo, the final development plan is in compliance with the preliminary development plan, and based on that, staff recommends approval of the final development plan, provided the improvement plans are approved by the Department of Public Works and Parks. Oh, and also, if there are any questions regarding Public Works and Parks, our city engineer, Sinan Alpasan, is available.
Is there any more discussion among the commission members? Any questions, anything? If not, is there a motion to approve the final development plan?
So moved.
Second?
I second.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Then the motion is passed. Thank you very much. And we will all meet for coffee there sometime.
Yes, in your first cups.
Okay, is there, we now invite the public to address the commission. Any comments? You would be limited to 3 minutes. Please fill out a form and bring it up with you, and tell us your name and your address. Anybody from the public like to make any comments? Going once, going twice, jokes, songs, stories about your children? Nothing? Okay, very good. Then are there any reports from the code review committee? None. Comprehensive plan committee, there's not really a report, but I will, I'll beg the forgiveness of the planning commission members. We need to appoint 3 members to each of the subcommittees, the code review and the comprehensive plan. We don't have 7 members yet, so we're going to do a little double duty here, but we're required to appoint 3 voting members of each subcommittee, but the other members of the commission are certainly welcome to join as volunteers and advisors. As for the code review, I'd like to appoint Rosalind, Mike, and Andrew as members of the code review committee. And it's a daunting task. It did meet one time in 2013 and 3 times in 2012. And this may be a hot and heavy year for code review. So I don't want to commit to that frequency, but I'd like to appoint the 3 of you. And then for the Comprehensive Plan Committee, I'd like to appoint Siri, Rick, and then Rosalind to that too. So if Rosalind doesn't mind doing double duty.
The Comprehensive Plan Committee is will have a very big task this year, and I would ask that all members of the commission consider spending time as participants in that process. There will be multiple opportunities for involvement, engagement, activities, workshops, that kind of thing, and I would ask that everybody on the commission participate to the best of their ability. And if you have any concerns or questions, please let me know. But that's the appointments I'd like to make. In terms of council liaison, Mayor Welsh?
Okay. On Monday night at our meeting, City Manager Lehman Walker presented the draft budget for our fiscal year 2015, which starts on July 1st. The draft budget has a $60,000 surplus operating budget, so that is good news. Mr. Walker and I will be giving the State of the City address next Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. in the council chambers. This is a project that was started by the Historical Society of University City, I think in 2011. And they're doing it in honor of the birthday of our founder, E.G. Lewis, and March 4th was actually his birthday. The Vanguard Crossing ribbon cutting will be held on March 12th, at 2 p.m. I won't be able to attend that because I have been invited to go to New York to speak at a panel at the United Nations on sustainability and women's rights, and I'm not sure how I'm tying those together yet, but I'll do that. So, and otherwise, it's been rather quiet. Thank you.
Staff, any updates?
Yes, just a few quick items. One is the conditional use permit for the 24-hour diner that you remember that you vote on. That has been approved by the City Council, and that's the one that will be located on the street level of the the mixed-use development by WashU that's under construction in the Delmar Loop. Second thing is you have received email from Andrea regarding the American Planning Association, the Singers Chapter. They have an annual planning workshop, and this year is related to planning for healthy and livable transport and transit, and it's going to be held on March the 11th. And we have heard from some of you, just want to make sure that so far we know one member of the commission could make it, but if there's anybody interested in going, please let me know at the end of the meeting tonight, because we have to do the group registration this week. So it's March the 11th. It starts in the afternoon, by early afternoon. They have different segments, so if you cannot make the full afternoon, you can just pick some of the sessions. It goes until early evening around 7:30 with like reception and stuff. So if your schedule allows to attend some of the sessions or the rest of the program, please let me know after this meeting. The last but not the least, we have a new economic development manager, and I just want like you to meet her, sitting on the first row, Jody Lloyd. Some of you might recognize her from the Bike and Walk planning process, and she used to be with Trailnet before joining us this week. So this is her first week with us. So I just would like you to meet her. So that's all I have. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Any other items anybody else would like to bring up? Okay, with that, the meeting is adjourned.
Thank you. Thank you.